Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Here we go. What's up?
Yeah, Ace. We are just about out of time here, thank God. Almost to the weekend. Going to wrap things up here in a little bit with what we learned on the show.
It's not my sweet spot anymore. I had a couple more shots, and yeah, I'm beyond it.
You blew it. You blew it, man. You gotta stay in that sweet spot, man. Stay right there.
Man.
Well, Ed, it's before you screw this up completely, why don't we get to your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today, and then we'll get you out of here before you blow it, okay? Don't blow it. I thought this was an interesting fact. Religious websites are 3 times more likely to spread computer viruses than porn sites.
Come on. Really?
Yeah. Well, you think about this, though. Think about it, Hunter. Is that porn sites probably just have guys around the clock making sure that everything's good, making sure there's no viruses going through.
Because there's so much traffic,
yeah,
right, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you got, you know, these religious websites, probably some old lady in charge of the web stuff, and she doesn't know. She's like, I think this is okay.
Okay, so it's the lack of knowledge and technology.
I think that
is. You're just clicking on things. Okay. I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, when the porn sites, like, they know they're going to be getting a lot of just stuff thrown their way.
Yeah,
okay?
A little more careful what you click on, because you know, right? All right.
Nothing to me will be as terrifying as when I was a young man on LimeWire downloading stuff. Do you remember that, Hunter? Do you remember that time?
God, dude. Yeah.
When LimeWire, I mean, how many computers do you think LimeWire was responsible
for? So I was smart. I was smart. I would never download anything sketchy on my own computer. I'd always go to my buddy's house and do it over there.
You're the worst. You're the worst kind of friend.
You know?
This is the worst kind of
friend. Transfer it on the floppy A disk that you'd have to use.
No, dude, it's fine. Trust me. It's good. It's good. I heard from a friend that this is okay.
He's got that fast dial-up, bro. No, what was it? It went from dial-up to, God, what was it? Like,
I can't remember, dude. It's been so long.
It was something, dude. But if you had it, it was like, damn, he's got that. Whoa, dude, let's go over there.
I just think about all the risky clicks I've made in my day. All the risky clicks. It doesn't matter what internet we had or what kind of spam blocker or antivirus. It just, there's times where the family computer was smoking. All right, just like, oh, this isn't good.
You're supposed to do that, man.
This is bad. This is not good. Well, you know, I got that virus here on the work computer not terribly long ago.
That's hilarious. Jeez, dude. Even our IT guy is playing your mom and dad right now. Like, no.
Come on. Brock, stop clicking.
Not after 10.
Look at this, all right? Our engineer constantly has to send me stuff like, see, this is a good example of what not to click on. And then I click on it. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to click. To click on it. All right.
Dude,
all right.
You remember this? Nobody says this anymore. Remember this phrase? The computer room.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
You had a whole room dedicated for this computer because it took an entire room.
Just a computer virus's wet dream. Like, oh, I'm getting into all of these, every
the
single one.
Room.
Did I remember taking typing class back in the day? I'm like, I'm never going to use this. This is stupid. Why do I got to know how to format a Word document now
every day?
Every
the
day.
Most used thing that I learned in school. I'm serious.
Unbelievable, dude. So, anyway. So, if you're still using LimeWire, be careful, or anything else. And if you're going to a lot of religious websites, also be careful as well.
You're still using LimeWire. You need to update a little bit, man.
Pornhub is fine. Pornhub is good. Xvideos, all that. That's good. Me@spin.com. Totally okay. Okay.
What are you loading your iPad shuffle to? Your iPod shuffle?
I got that too. What were those? The computers with the colored backs? What were those?
Oh,
you remember those?
The bubbly iMac and the Max or whatever.
Oh, man.
I want the blue one. Give me the blue one.
Oh, I can't wait to go to LimeWire. This is going to be great. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. Everything that.